Welcome back to another episode of I'm No Rookie, which is for seasoned professionals within the beauty and wellness industry who are ready to take the next step. Today, I want to talk to you about why it's essential for therapists in our industry to discuss their career aspirations openly with their manager. So why speak up? Imagine you're working tirelessly, upskilling through courses, CPD programs, harboring big dreams of advancement in your career. But here's the catch. Unless you voice these aspirations, how will they know you are ready? How will they know you are interested? It's like running a race where the finishing line is invisible to everyone but you. In our journey towards kind of career progression, one of the most pivotal steps is learning to articulate our ambitions. It's not just about working hard, but also about making sure that your hard work aligns with your career goals and is visible to those who make decisions about your future. So let's explore how you can effectively communicate with your manager about your career progression and the aspirations you aim to achieve within the organization. So remember, remaining silent about your career goals is a common pitfall that many professions encounter. But not speaking up, you kind of risk being overlooked for opportunities that match your aspirations and skills. How many of you have seen a new hire and you're like, oh my God, I could have done that easily. I've got the skills, I've got the experience, I did it in my previous job, but you never communicated it. And communication is the key. And it starts with the courage to advocate for yourself. Remember, expressing your career ambitions isn't demanding, it's an important part of personal and professional development. So here are a few effective communication strategies that I want to give you. Timing is everything. Choose the right time or the moment for these discussions with your manager. Perhaps during a performance review or at the end of a successful project where your contribution is clear and valued. Another thing is to use specific examples. So when discussing your goals, anchor your conversations in specific examples of your work. For example, you want to illustrate how your skills have positively impacted the company and how they can be further utilized in new roles or projects. Express enthusiasm to grow with the company. Managers kind of appreciate when their team members demonstrate a desire to grow alongside the organization. Emphasize that your career goals align with the company's direction and vision, and show that your growth can help propel the company forward. Another one is to set clear objectives. So be very clear about what you want to achieve, whether it's leading a new project, stepping into managerial role, educational role, mastering a new skill. Being specific about your goals shows that you're serious and you're focused. And also ask for guidance and support. You're not meant to know everything. This conversation that you have with your manager is a two-way street. Ask for feedback and guidance on how you can achieve your goals within the framework of the company. It's not only kind of shows respect for your manager's experience, but also reinforces your commitment to your professional development. And then you want to make sure that you follow up. So after the initial discussion, keep the dialogue going. Regular check-ins can help keep your goals on your manager's radar and also shows the ongoing commitment to your professional growth. Communicating your career aspirations is so important. It's more than just formality. It's a strategic move that can significantly influence your professional trajectory. And by effectively kind of articulating what you want and showing how your goals align with the organization and their objectives, you not only kind of enhance your visibility within the company, but also position yourself as a key player in the future. And you just never know when you could be considered for that new role or in line with replacing someone else. Another reason why I say you're better off starting from within and approaching your manager about your career growth than going outside and just going elsewhere. Because what you don't realize is that a lot of employers would prefer to promote from within. They prefer to have someone that's already in an organization that they can help to upskill. Someone to unpack why this is a win-win situation if you approach your manager. First of all, for them to promote within, it means it's more cost effective. So promoting internally can significantly reduce expenses associated with advertising a new job, the recruitment cost, training new staff. This means management is already saving resources which they can instead invest in nurturing your career growth. Also, another reason why they prefer to promote from within is because you will have the in-depth knowledge. You already understand the company's culture, their processes, their clients. The insider knowledge that you have makes you a valuable asset over an external candidate who would require more kind of onboarding and training. Another thing about why it's a positive thing for companies to promote from within is that it helps to improve staff morale and loyalty. When team members see genuine career progression opportunities, it boosts morale and loyalty. This creates a more kind of positive work environment and reduces high turnover rates. What I want you to get your head out of is that you need to leave the organization that you're in. Unless you're unhappy, yes, absolutely leave. But if you love the company, you love the people, you love the products and services that it provide, why not climb up the career ladder? If you found that there is no progression, or you believe there is no progression, it's still important to have these conversations with your manager. Sometimes, although we're in the company, we don't see the projects, the future projects, the future roles that are going to be available. We just hear that, no one's been promoted for a certain amount of years, but you don't know what the organization has up their sleeve. And I say this in the best way. When I was a therapist at the last organization that I worked at, I didn't really know they had a trainer. We had people that were training. I was a head therapist. I was doing some of the training, but we didn't know that they were hiring for a trainer until they brought a trainer in. And unfortunately, the woman that came in just didn't match their needs. And I was already in the organization for about 3 or 4 years. And because they knew about things that I was doing and developing my skills, the managing director for said she'll be the best bet. She already does some of the training in-house in the spa. She invests in the education. She represents what we want in our staff. We want them to invest in education. We want academia. We want them to be doing sales. We want them to be passionate about our organization. And that's how I got the job. So don't ever underestimate and think, oh my God, there's no progression here, because you don't know exactly what is going on. You don't know the new projects that you may have. You may get an opportunity to work within a project where you can gain some of the experience that you can add to your CV, or there may be roles that they create specifically for you. So don't ever just listen to someone that's telling you there's no opportunities. If you don't speak, you don't know. So just going back, I want you to have this conversation with your manager. So I've kind of highlighted it, but this is the way that you can start this conversation with them. So first of all, so you want to prepare and plan. So before you approach your manager, be clear about your goals and how they align with the company's objectives. And preparation shows initiative and professionalism. You want to schedule a formal meeting. So if there's no appraisal or any future meetings coming up, you want to schedule one. This shows that you respect your manager's time, and it frames the discussion as being important. You want to be specific. So the detail, additional courses, CPDs or qualifications you've undertaken, link these efforts directly to how they can benefit your role and the company. And then you also want to see feedback. So you don't want to just leave it as that, having a conversation. Seek feedback, engage in a two-way conversation, ask for feedback on your performance. Express how you see your role evolving. This not only kind of shows your commitment, but also your willingness to adapt and grow accordingly to the company's needs. Remember, by communicating your career aspirations and ongoing efforts to upskill, you're not only kind of spotlighting your dedication, but also you're strategically positioning yourself for upcoming projects and roles. It's about making sure the spotlight finds you ready and able to take on this new challenge. So step up, speak out, and let your career aspirations be known. You're not just another rookie, you're a future leader shaping your own path to success. If you found today's episode useful, don't forget to share with a colleague or friend and stay tuned for more insights on how you can navigate your career path within the beauty and wellness industry. Until next time, remember, you're no rookie in the game of life. See you again soon.